This is the All Day Ruck Off Podcast, episode number 24. Welcome to the All Day Ruck Off Podcast, episode number 24. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruck Off Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, we have an interview with Margaret Blankenbaker, who is a fellow GRT and the founder of So Strong. We discuss her first event, why she loves the GoRuck community, where So Strong came from, and get a little bit into what's next for the company. Before we get into the interview, I wanted to give some thanks to those who left reviews on Apple Podcasts and Facebook. We've got a 5-star review from R. Keith, who says, "Great source of info on both podcasts and the website. Good gear, insights, and a great ambassador to the rucking community. Help me pick up tips for a successful GRT zombie apocalypse in Myrtle Beach on 10/27/17. Congrats on completing the GoRuck Tough Zombie Apocalypse event. That is awesome. I hear good things about those events, and I'm hoping one of these days I'm able to make it out for one. Thanks so much for taking the time to write that review. Hopefully everyone listening who's based in or from the United States had a great Thanksgiving. We sure did. If you enjoy the podcast, please take a moment and leave a review on either Apple Podcasts or our Facebook page. We really appreciate it, and it's always fun to read those. Without any further intro, here's the interview with Margaret from So Strong. Today, I'm chatting with Margaret, who is the founder of So Strong. Margaret is a fellow GRT and makes the incredibly popular patch tags and stash tags that you've probably seen in the Tough group. How are you doing today, Margaret?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on. I love listening to your podcast, and so it's a great honor to get to be on here and talk to you in person.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on here. As you know as well, we have a lot of friends in common, and everyone just has amazing things to say about you. So I'm incredibly excited that we're able to talk and finally connect. Thank you for being on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So before we get into So Strong, I wanted to talk a little bit about your involvement in GoRuck and the GoRuck community. How did you stumble upon GoRuck?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. In 2015, I had done my first 5K. My mother-in-law actually gave me a challenge. She was going to do the 5K, and she said, "Do you want to do it with me?" I said, "Sure." So I did. I trained for it, and I did the 5K, and I loved it. And it was such an incredible experience to train for something and then do something physically hard. And right around that time, I've always had a love for backpacks. Just, I love sewing them. I love buying them. And I was Googling sleek black backpacks. And of course, the GR1 came up because it's very sleek and very black. And I thought, this is the coolest backpack I had ever seen. The pockets, design and structure. I had never seen a backpack built like that before. And it was so practical with really great materials. And I fell in love with the backpacks first. And then after doing the 5K, I had been looking for another event to do. And then after I found the backpacks, I found that GoRuck had events as well. And so I kind of fell in love all at once with the whole world of the excellent gear that they had, but then also these really neat events that they did.
That's awesome. That is really cool. So you found GoRuck through the backpacks, and then you found the events. Did you sign up for an event right away?
I did. When I was at the 5K, I was really blown away by how these different people from different backgrounds would come together and do this hard physical, what to me was a hard physical thing. And at the end, they give you free bananas and free granola bars, and you get a t-shirt. It was like the coolest event. I couldn't believe this even existed. And I've always loved watching Special Forces documentaries and Special Operations documentaries. So when I found the backpacks and then I found these events, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be people coming together that have never met, and they're going to do this hard physical thing, and you get to spend several hours with an American hero. This is awesome. I was so pumped about this event. And my first event I signed up for was a light, and they said, if you can do a 5K, you can do a light. And so I signed up, and I joined a gym for the first time, and I started wrecking, and I just took like a $15 backpack from Walmart and filled it up with my husband's barbell weight and started wrecking everywhere in Louisville I could go and started training for the event. And it took about 6 months of training that I did. But yeah, the first event was a light in October of 2015 with Cadre David.
That's awesome. That is really, really cool. So you trained for months up to the event. Your first event was a light. Leading into that first event, did you get nervous at all, or are you just super pumped because it sounds like you were just, you know, amazingly excited about it?
I was really, really excited. I get like uber duper excited, like almost to an annoying degree before an event. And I come in just like so excited, but I was nervous. So I tried to read every book I could find on Amazon or on Reddit or wherever people were recommending on mental toughness. I may not be the physically strongest at the event, but I know I need to learn how to not quit. And that's the beauty of training for a GoRec event, is there's the physical training, but then there's the mental toughness training. And I just did a lot of visualization. And, you know, while I was wrecking, I would be thinking about, you know, how do you not quit? And how do you do something harder physically than what you did yesterday? How do you do that today to push yourself even further? And the more I read and researched, the more I kind of started to realize that these amazing, not only special forces soldiers or the special operations soldiers or elite soldiers or Navy SEALs, one of the things that was a common thread in these books on mental toughness that I read was visualizing the end game or the end goal. And so I would visualize the end of the light. And I knew if I had a gift to give the cadre at the end, I would be able to finish the event. So I'm a sewer, so I quilted a gun cleaning mat. It's like a regular quilt of honor, but it was like a mini one. And I wanted to thank him for his service. And this way, I had something to give at the end of the event. I knew I had to finish so that I could give him this gift and thank him for serving our country. And so that training really helped me lead up to the event and give me courage to not only just show up, but to do it and join the team and be a part of the team.
That's awesome. That's both a really nice thing to do, and that's just such a smart idea to have some because you spent so much time making it, and if you had quit, you wouldn't have been able to present it. So it's a good way to, you know, to buy in.
Yes, exactly.
So you completed the light, I take it, and presented the quilt to the cadre. Did you have a good time at the light?
Oh my goodness. It was so amazing. It was such a blast. It was all the fun I had had at a 5K, but on steroids. I'm so glad I had done this mental toughness training and thinking through and just deciding I'm not going to quit, because within the first 10 minutes, my body was physically ready to quit. It was so much harder than what I had thought of or what I had expected. And Cadre David is such an excellent human, but as a cadre, he is so intense and kind of scary. And his theme was to do zoo animals. And so we were doing, as you can imagine, bear crawls and crab walks. And we had to pretend to be snakes and put our rucks on our backs and slither through the grass. And the first 10 minutes was just so intense. And it felt like an hour. But it was amazing. Even in the middle of the physical difficulty of doing it and feeling like, I don't think I can breathe anymore. I don't know if I can take another step. Our team came together, and there were several GRTs that had done many events that were there that just kind of showed us what to do and how to come together. And that's what I love about GoRec events, is you can take a group of people that have never met or that come from very different beliefs or walks of life and backgrounds, military or civilian, and through adversity and carrying really heavy things and doing really hard things while you're chafing, you bond with these other people and you form a team. And there's something really special about that, that I think GoRec has kind of dialed into. And that's what the cadre do so well at each of the events. So yes, it was a total blast and I loved it so much.
That's awesome. And it's so true. That's one of the reasons why I keep coming back time and time again to events, is it's just amazing to meet all the new people there, you know, who are willing to sign up for something like this. So it's an amazing community.
Yes.
So you completed the GoRock Lite. Did you want to sign up for another event right away, or were you pretty burnt out from all the physical aspects of that?
You know what? If there had been another event that night, I probably would have done it that night. I was so excited and so in love with this whole new community and the concept of pushing yourself beyond what you could do physically. I mean, even within that 10 minutes when I felt like I couldn't physically go on, I was like, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. These are the coolest events I've ever been a part of. So I was ready to sign up for another one.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. So you have signed up for another event after that one?
I did. Yes, I did. My Christmas present, I got so excited about the event. I told everybody about the event. My husband laughed because he said, I told people about GoRock about as much as I told them about Jesus. And so he said I was like evangelizing for GoRock. Oh, you guys need to try this event. And this is so cool. So for Christmas, he gave me the gift of a Tough the next April, which was so special to get to do with my husband and for us to train together and to rock together and to do the event, then complete the event together. And Cadre Aaron was our cadre, and he was amazing. It's incredible. We learned so many lessons. And I love that each event that you go to, even if you do multiple events with the same cadre, but each event and each cadre give you such a different set of lessons and perspectives, and you come away growing in a whole new area you didn't even know existed. Of like with Cadre David, his big lessons were perception, action, and will. And with Cadre Aaron, Don and I learned a whole nother set of lessons of appreciating the sacrifice of soldiers that lay down their lives and learning how to truly honor them and how to push past what you literally think you can't go on. You can go two more miles carrying someone on your back. That was our next event. And then the other event that I had done was last October, the Buffalo Trace event here in Louisville. And I've suckered my best friend into signing up for the event, and we did it. And we had Cadre Jeff Reeves and Cadre Danny Stokes were the cadre there. And that one was really a fun event too.
That's awesome. I love how you can sign up for, you know, the same event, another GoRock Tough, but just based on the cadre that shows up, it can be an entirely different event. I think that's one of the amazing things that keep people coming back again and again.
Yes, absolutely.
So your husband bought you a GoRock Tough entry for Christmas. That's correct?
Yes.
That's amazing. So he did that event with you?
Yes, he did.
Was that his first event?
It was. And we've both always spent time watching special operations documentaries together and reading biographies together of American heroes. And so he saw how much fun I had for the event and how much fun I had wrecking. And I said, hey, listen, he's got a backpack. Let's just get out and wreck together. And, you know, it really does something for your marriage when you get out and take a walk with your spouse. You know, things kind of that maybe are intense at home can kind of dissipate when you're out. You've got weight in your backpack and you're walking all over Tarnation and, you know, pushing the limits of what you think you can do together. So I say GoRock is great for marriages. You know, if you have a spouse that is willing, go for it. I have an event. And to me, it was the most romantic gift because it was something we could do together. And that was really precious. And on top of that, he got me a GR1, which, I mean, that was amazing. So I got to have the actual rock and the event too. So it was really special.
That is awesome. What a wonderful gift. This episode will be airing in November, so people will be looking for gifts for their spouses. So as Margaret has said, a GoRock Tough event is a good gift.
Yes, agreed.
That's amazing. So let's move into So Strong a little bit, if you're ready. When did you decide to start So Strong?
We officially started with the name of our company, So Strong, last in the fall of 2016, so a little over a year ago. So yeah, fall 2016 was when we officially started.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you've been sewing for a decent amount of time before that.
Yes, I've been sewing for about 6 years now. I think it's 6 or 6.5 years now. And I love sewing. It was a hobby I got into kind of later in life. a sweet lady at our church who's been a mentor for me for many years, taught a sewing class. And I said, I've never done that before. And my mom was a beautiful seamstress and her mother was a seamstress. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to try this out. And I did. I got behind the sewing machine and just, oh my goodness, it was like two friends meeting for the first time. I loved it. I loved taking a pile of fabric, cutting it up into pieces, and then making something, especially a gift for someone else that will touch their heart that you took the time to make it. I just thought that was really special. And so I've loved sewing now for about 6 years.
That's amazing. So what was the first thing that you sewed that you were proud of?
The very first thing I made was a Christmas stocking. And I made one for my mom and one for my girls and one for my dog. So that was really special to make, because our dog didn't have a Christmas stocking. And this way, he was able to have his own. But that was the very first thing that I made.
That is wonderful. And then I guess following up on that, what is the most interesting or possibly different thing that you've sewn?
Well, the most different thing I can't tell you yet, because it's one of our new products that's going to come out in 2018 that is super duper cool. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. But could I tell you one of my favorite things that I've sewn?
Yes.
Okay. One of my favorites was a quilt of honor that I made for one of the cadre last year. And it was so special to make. It was a large American flag. And I was able to get the members of, it was for Cadre Aaron. I was able to contact him and get the names of the men on his ODA team and special forces and embroider their names along the outside of the flag. And one of the members on his team had passed away, had been killed in the line of duty. He had been in special forces and then he became a law enforcement officer. And it was such an honor to literally with my machine sew their names into the fabric and pray for them and pray for their families. And just, you know, you can do research on their names and find out who they were and the lives that they've, that the one soldier that passed away, the life that he lived and the legacy he left behind. And literally stitching every 50 star on there, it was just an incredible experience and such an honor to spend that much time with Old Glory and red, white, and blue fabric everywhere. I mean, I just had the national anthem on repeat in every version you could ever imagine while I was sewing it. And it was such a patriotic experience. And then it's really neat, the Cleveland Area Wrecking Crew. Do you know Brian Singland out in Cleveland?
Yep.
He and Mullen Lave CrossFit out there, they were amazing. And I was able to mail the quilt to them and they were able to present it to Cadre Aaron for me. And that was last year that we did that. That was my most favorite thing that I've gotten to sew.
That's incredible. And what a story. That's amazing. I can definitely see why that's the favorite thing you've made.
Mm-hmm.
So moving into Sew Strong, what was the first product that you made?
The first product we made was kind of even before Sew Strong was even formed. After the first light that I did, I was so pumped about this patch. The patch, even though it was just a piece of fabric with some Velcro on it, it represented so much to me. The memory of the event, the training that went into the event, and the cadre David and all the lessons that he taught, and all these new friends that I got to meet, and several of them I'm still friends with today. So this patch I loved so much, and I didn't have a garret bag at the time, and so I wanted a way to carry this patch around with me and just show it to everybody I could show it to. And I went to Home Depot and got some Velcro, and I was like, I'm going to make myself a key fob out of Velcro so I can carry this thing around. And I did, and I got a grommet set and put a grommet in it, and that's what the original patch tag was, where it came from. So we started with the patch tags, and, you know, as I used it, I thought, this would be a great gift for someone. And when I do events, especially if it's a smaller event, I like to buy gifts for all the participants or make gifts. And so the first event, I made bookmarks for everyone. And for the Tough, I wanted to make these, we didn't know would be a patch tag, but would eventually become a patch tag. And so I made a whole bunch of them and we gave them out at the event. And I told sweet GRT, Tina Streeter, she's an amazing human, one of the strongest women I know. I had sent her a picture of these and she said, oh, Margaret, you need to sell those on Rec Mall. And I thought, oh no, I just make them for gifts for people. And she really encouraged me to start selling them. So I put them on Rec Mall and I thought, oh, probably just a couple people would buy them. Well, they started flying like hotcakes, and I found myself all of a sudden sewing, you know, every free minute I got. And we were able to get, I'd set up a vise in my garage so I could grind the grommets in and not hammer them all in by hand, but to grind them in with a vise. So that's where our first product came from, was the patch tag. And that we had the patch tag before we even had So Strong.
That's awesome. So did the first patch tag, that kind of give you the idea then to start So Strong?
It did. Well, once we started selling them a lot on Ruck Mall, I kind of started thinking, you know what, this would be really neat to have a small business. And I had been looking for something to do kind of on the side to just have, you know, a little supplemental income, just something on the side, a hobby that I loved. And it kind of fell into place with the patch tag selling them and so many people wanting them all over the country. And I thought, well, maybe we can start a business. I've never done that before. So I went to the library and got books on how to start a business and watched a lot of YouTube videos. And that's where we started the actual business. And the name comes from, So Strong comes from a Bible verse in Proverbs where it talks about, it's describing a woman and what a strong woman looks like. It's in Proverbs chapter 31. And it says, she makes her arms strong for her tasks. And I really think that that's such a picture of womanhood and of especially motherhood as well, that oftentimes we aren't naturally strong enough for what we need to do, but we have to make ourselves strong. And for me, a lot of my strength comes from God and from my faith, but also from doing really hard physical things and having wonderful people around me that push me to do strong things. And so since I love to sew, So Strong was born, and that's where the name came from.
I love it. And that's just such wonderful history behind the name. That is really cool.
Thank you.
So it sounds like the reception to your initial product was pretty awesome from the community.
Oh, yes. If you were to pick a customer base, I'm so thankful to Jason McCarthy for starting GoRuck for so many reasons, but also because he has kind of made this catalyst of a way that all these amazing people, GRTs, can come together and interact with each other. And they're the best customers ever. They're very straight shooting. You know, they'll tell you what they like, what they don't like. And they're, for the most part that I've met, almost all of them have been very honest and very encouraging and very supportive. And not only do they buy your product, but then they go tell three other people, hey, you need to go buy this. And it's a great community of people that love to work hard and do hard things and just will literally give you the shirt off their back to help you. So I couldn't be more thrilled to have the best customers in the world. It's the majority of the people who buy them. So they were very supportive from the beginning.
That is awesome. And I have to agree, the GRT community is the best community. It might be because mm-hmm. I'm part of it and you're part of it, but
I'll take it.
But yeah, it's just been so wonderful, you know, talking with all these different GRT on the podcast and just interacting on Facebook, Twitter, just everywhere. It's really hard to find a GRT that's a bad person. So it's been great.
I agree. And Brian, I will say that you have been a huge part of making this community really special, just with not only, I mean, with All Day Ruck Off, the neat thing is you have the aspect of the AARs, the after action reviews, and so many people that are new to this community or new to special events or specific events, they can go on and read, okay, here's what it was like, here's what happened, and here's how someone trained for it. You have training programs and great gear to go with your ruck. Now that you have this amazing ruck, you can get cool gear to go with it. And I think you've really started something special that not only brings the community together, but the cool thing is now with the podcast, and that's why I'm such a geek about your podcast. I love listening whenever they come out. It's so neat to get to know inside the organization, inside of headquarters, who's there, what they like, and then to get to hear the description of different events that I had never done before, that I would never think to do. But after the podcast, I think, I want to sign up. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm smiling so much right now. Thank you so much for that. It's been just an absolute blast starting the podcast and talking to all these people that, you know, generally I wouldn't have a reason to call them and talk to them. So it's been really fun. And I'm so glad that you're enjoying it. That makes me really happy. So you started out with the patch tag and that did awesome. Your next product was the stash tag?
Yes. And this one has a really cool story too. So after we did the patch tags and they were selling well, Cadre Aaron had actually contacted me and said, hey, I would love for a way to carry my patches, but also have a concealed pocket to put cash or a key or just a small compartment. Could you design one for me? And I was like, absolutely, anything for you. So we worked together to kind of design a little prototype of a pocket inside of a stash tag that's closed with a hook and loop closure. And it's just the right size for cash or a key or bobby pins. Or I personally keep my store cards, like your gas cards and your grocery cards. I keep mine in there. And anyway, when he first came with this idea, I thought, oh, great, sure, I'll make you a couple. So I made him some, mailed him off, didn't really think much more about it. A couple months later, Logan from Rogue Dynamics contacted me and said, hey, these would be really great with a pocket. And I said, well, funny you mentioned that. We've got, check out this design. And so we started contacting back and forth, and he wanted to get his logo, which is so cool. Rogue Dynamics has an awesome logo with the fox. And he said, well, I'll order some from you if you can embroider my logo on them. So I was like, okay. And he doesn't know this, so I guess after he listens to the podcast, he will. I had never embroidered anything in my life. And I thought, well, I really want him to buy these tags. So I just went around to every shop in Louisville I could find that had embroidering machines and said, will this machine sew on Velcro? Will this machine sew on Velcro? And finally, I found a shop that had a machine that would work. And I got on YouTube and learned real quick how to embroider and started embroidering stash tags, what would become the stash tags. And we got them with Dynamics logo on them. And then another company that Logan connected me with, a guy named Mike Frazina, and he has Gray Life Industries. And he's got a really cool thing going on. His goal is to really push, kind of there's a stigma and a stereotype around the term gray man and what people think that means. And so he has a passion to really help people understand to be aware of their surroundings and be open to helping other people and being hyper aware of what's around you so you can help people and prevent, you know, bad things from happening, but also protecting your family. So anyway, I got connected with him and got he has a really cool logo too, got his logo on some stash tags. And that through Logan, that really was a catalyst to really take So Strong in a different way of saying, I really want this to become a full-time business for us where we grow and we make, you know, custom Velcro products for people. So that's where the stash tag came from. And now we have them. We just put them up in our shop for sale, the plain ones, last week. So
that's awesome. And Logan is an amazing guy. I've talked to him for years and finally was able to connect with him at the beginning of this year down in Vegas at SHOT Show. And it was great to meet him in person. He is so awesome. So if he's listening, thank you, Logan, for all that you do, for everything with Rogue Dynamics and for helping out So Strong.
Absolutely. Yes. A big shout out and thank you to Logan. He just kind of, and this is what I've found with a lot of GRTs, and this is why I love having a small business and working with other GRT small businesses, is that they will just take you under their wing and say, here's what I've learned. Here's what I recommend. And a lot of the business world is very cutthroat and very, you kind of have to watch your back. And I think you should always be aware, but Logan just absolutely was such a help in every way, in every step of this process. And he said, anything I can do to help you, you just let me know. And he's very humble. And yes, he and his wife are great. They're a great couple and they do a great job with Rogue Dynamics.
That's awesome. And that's definitely something I really like about this community, is I feel like you can be really open with what you're planning on doing, and you know, people aren't going to try and steal your stuff. It's great.
Yes.
So I noticed that you're now selling, in addition to the patch tag and the stash tag, you're selling Honor Guard patches on your website. Is Honor Guard an important program to you?
Yes, so very much. I get so excited talking about this. I realized last year when we first launched, so many people came to me and said, hey, do you sell patches? Or can you connect me with someone that sells patches? And so I knew that when we were going to relaunch our website, I wanted to have some kind of patch tag for sale so that people could buy a patch tag or a stash tag and have some patches to go with it. I didn't want just any old patch. I really wanted something that would be meaningful to people and that would help promote gratitude. I had been looking for a patch that said thank you for a long time. And I would see a couple come up on Ruck Mall. I'd say, oh, that's great. And I'd buy some and I'd give them out to people. And then Kevin Maestri from Knotted Cords, he actually connected me with Chris from Honor Guard and said, hey, there's this guy doing these really cool thank you patches. You need to check him out. So I checked out the patch. I ordered one and they were so well made. The embroidery is beautiful. It's really quality work, real tight embroidery. And I love it. It was good quality. It came with a thank you card and it just came really well packaged. And Chris has done a very good job of just making it something really special that you're proud of to give out to people. So the minute I found these patches, I thought, this is what I've been looking for. So I got in touch with Chris and said, hey, do you think we could sell these on our website? I'd love to help promote gratitude. And, you know, I think our communities, we have so much freedom in this country. I know there's a lot of heat and a lot of terrible things going on. But at the end of the day, if you compare America to so many other countries in the world, we have it so amazingly good here. And that's thanks to our soldiers and our first responders and our law enforcement officers and firemen, so many people that put their lives on the line every day so that we can do these great things like pursuing So Strong and living with freedom. So I really want to thank them as much as we can in every opportunity. And sometimes, you know, I always found when I would say thank you for your service to someone, I really wanted to give them something to take with them so that they could be reminded later on, not just that someone said thank you, but that someone really cared and that they are appreciated. And when they have dark and hard days, they can pull that patch out and say, oh yeah, someone does care. So this was such a great fit and a great partnership to team up with Honor Guard and really help them promote what they're doing of thanking law enforcement officers and firefighters and military personnel. There's so many other people in the community. And Chris, actually, Honor Guard, they have many other patches than the three that we have on our website. So you'll have to go to Honor Guard's Facebook page and check out what they have going on. But yes, I was so excited to be able to offer those on our website.
That's amazing. And for those who are listening and don't know about Honor Guard, do you want to explain what the patches look like and what you're supposed to do with them?
Yes. So the thank you patches, they're all the thin line. Like if you think of the thin blue line for law enforcement officers, it's a black patch with a thin blue line on it. And it just simply says in white embroidery, thank you on it. And when you order one, it comes with a thank you card that says, thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and your strength. And it's just a really neat way of giving a thank you gift to someone, but also it can go on a patch tag or a sash tag that you can give to them and they can then carry it on their keys. But yes, so Honor Guard first started Chris as a corrections officer in California and many GRTs in NorCal know him. And he had started, people don't realize this, he had been a firefighter, he had been a first responder, EMS, he's done the full gamut. And then now he's a corrections officer. And he just found that there's so many people that just never appreciated. He felt like he wanted to be appreciated in his job, but there's not a lot of people out there thanking someone. He saw other people in his job that were not being appreciated. And he said, I'm going to change that. I'm going to start thanking people. And he started designing these patches and he actually ended up going across the country, kind of like Jason McCarthy did when he first started GoRuck. Chris went across the country just giving out these thank you patches, as many as he could. So now Honor Guard is an organization that tries to encourage and care for and thank the families of the first responders and military and law enforcement officers, and also thank the actual people as well.
That's amazing. It's such a cool program and it's such a cool idea. And mm-hmm. I know at least at some of the events that I've been at, some of the GoRuck events, I've seen people with the thank you patches handing them out throughout the event. And it's a really awesome idea. So if you're listening and you like the sound of that, you should definitely check out Honor Guard.
Absolutely. And two, especially during GoRuck events, a lot of times, you know, especially in Tufts overnight, you'll run into law enforcement officers or, you know, cadre will connect with local fire departments. It's a great idea to get a bunch of patches and have them ready. And two, you know, people are always asking, you know, what are you guys doing? What is GoRuck? Flip a little GoRuck card in there and you can pass out thank you and tell them about GoRuck and just really be out there doing
That's
the good
perfect.
Work.
That is awesome. And that is such a good idea. So what's next in store for So Strong?
Well, next we're going to be focusing on our products. So we have two or three different products that we're hoping to release and that we're going to be releasing in 2018. So this year I used to make all of the tags by hand and then doing the grommets myself and hand sewing everything. But then once, because of Logan and his awesome support, I ended up sewing so much, or sewing about 60 hours a week. In addition to, we also homeschool our three girls. And so I'm a homeschool mom. And then we've got caring for the home and being a wife and everything else. And I found that my time was really strapped. And so through some amazing travel squad GRTs, I was able to get connected with a small GRT manufacturer in Seattle, of all places. I love Washington. And now we manufacture all of our tags. And so because of that, I'm able to have the time to develop new products and work on the research and development side of things and run the business side of things. And that has freed me up to be able to plan several new products that we have coming out. And I'm excited. I think people are going to really like them.
Well, I'm very excited to see what they are. And that is so awesome that you're able to, you kind of hand that portion off, because 60 hours a week of sewing on top of everything else you have going on, homeschooling and being a mom. I mean, there's no way that you'd be able to continue to innovate So Strong and come out with new products. You would have no time to think about it. You'd be spending all of your waking hours sewing.
Yes. Yes. And I did for a while. That was hard. Have you heard the phrase when people say, "I'll sleep when I'm dead"?
Yes.
It was kind of like that for a while, but you know, it's funny because running a small business, I was talking to someone this the other day, when you're an entrepreneur or you have a small business, you work ridiculous hours, but at the same time, you love it. You love every minute of it. And it was really nice to be able to hand off that big portion of it. And too, I was able to go back to making Quilts of Honor again. And the time that I do so is sewing new things and new ideas. So that's exciting to get to do.
That is exciting. That's awesome. I'm sure you didn't have nearly as much time for the fun projects, because after spending 60 hours a week sewing, you know, the patch tags, you probably didn't want to spend another 10 hours sewing something else. You'd rather, you know, get a few hours of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think my family was kind of glad to have Mama back too. And, you know, we really love homeschooling. It's been a great fit for our family. And so I think I was a nicer teacher when I didn't have to sew 60 hours a week anymore, too.
I'm sure. So we've been spending a lot of time talking about the patch tags and the stash tags and, you know, those Honor Guard patches. Where can people find all of your products?
So on our website is www.sewstrong.net, and so is spelled like sewing, sewstrong.net. And you can find all the patches there. You can find links to Honor Guard's website if you want to go check out what they have going on. And then we have all of our patch tags and stash tags. And we even have bundles where you can get all three patches and patch tags to go with them. You can find all that on our website.
Perfect. And for those listening, if you can't remember sewstrong.net, just check the show notes and I'll definitely have links in there to everything.
Awesome. Thank you.
So before we go, are there any shout outs you want to give?
Yes, I have two. The first one is for the whole GRT community. I wanted to share a Teddy Roosevelt quote with everyone because we're such a great community and we're a mass of people that like doing hard things. So would you mind if I shared a quick quote?
Please do.
Okay. This is so perfect for GRTs. Teddy Roosevelt says, "A soft, easy life is not worth living if it impairs the fiber of brain and heart and muscle. We must dare to be great, and we must realize that greatness is the fruit of toil and sacrifice and high courage. For us is the life of action, of strenuous performance of duty. Let us live in the harness, striving mightily. Let us rather run the risk of wearing out than rusting out."
That's perfect.
Isn't that such a great DRT quote?
Yes.
I love it. That's really helped me in some harder times. I go back to that.
That is awesome. That is a perfect quote.
So the second shout out is actually for my husband, John. This summer, my husband joined the Army, and he, as of next Wednesday, by the time this airs, he will probably already have graduated, but he is graduating from basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. And I just want to say, babe, I'm so proud of you. I miss you and I can't wait to see you again. And we love you and we support you and we can't wait to reconnect. And I know that the TRT community is praying for you and backing you, and you have an army behind you, and we love you.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for taking all this time out of your day. I know you're very busy, you have a lot going on, but it has just been so fun to finally connect and talk, because I've heard just so much about you, and I'm glad that we were finally able to do this. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for all you do for the community. You bring people together, and you really bring forth the GORUCK, kind of bring together the headquarters and then the GRTs. And I remember when I first found GORUCK, just scouring the web and Reddit and every website and reading every article Jason wrote on the GORUCK page. And what I love is that the new GRTs coming in can find your podcast and learn so much more than the information is so readily available because of what you're doing. So thank you for having me. And thank you so much for all you do for the community.
Well, thank you. That really means a lot. That means a lot. Take care, Margaret. Thank you again, and have just a wonderful rest of your day. And I'm super excited that this coming Wednesday, you'll get to see your husband.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rockoff podcast. To learn more about this episode, please visit the show notes at alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-024. To learn more about All Day Rockoff, you can visit us at alldayrockoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayrockoff.com, as I'm always looking for ways to improve the show. Don't forget to check out charitychallenges.org for virtual events that raise money for the Green Bray Foundation and Team RWB. If you want to support the podcast, we have some new gear available as of this week on alldayrockoff.com/store, so you can check that out if you want. Thank you so much again, and remember, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, rock harder.